Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. It's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it.
You will know if your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because those don't get done.
Welcome to the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show.
Wow, that was a fantastic introduction. Thank you very much. Stanley Mack, my name is Eastside Dave. Davey Mack is what they call me. Stanley, how are you today? It's a big TLC Sunday, my friend. How are you doing?
Great.
You're doing great? Okay, then. The holiday season is here. You know, this is the last pay-per-view of the year. It's taking place during the holiday season, during Christmas time. Any big gifts that you're asking for Santa Claus this year, please? Anything at all?
Yeah, the Jedi.
Jedi?
What? The Jedi game.
You want to get the Jedi video game? Okay. How about anything wrestling oriented? Any kind of wrestling, WWE, or any sort of thing like that? Has that made your list at all?
Maybe 2K20 here, maybe.
You were telling me something a little controversial. And since this is our, of course, the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show, we are going to get to our TLC prognostication and prediction portion of the program. That's a lot of alliteration, a lot of P sounds. But listen, Stanley, you were saying something a little controversial about WWE 2K20. Why don't you tell me what you were talking about?
Mike?
Yeah, whatever it was. You were saying that there were some glitches?
Yeah, like, your Mike person, he actually doesn't, like, you can't upload any. The tattoos are currently broken in the game.
The tattoos are broken.
And, like, so you can't put any Mikuyo.
Oh, I see. So when you create a wrestler, you can't give him any tattoos.
Yeah, that whole thing is broken right now.
Oh, my God. Okay, you heard it here first. See, that's why we are the number one father and son wrestling podcast in the United States of America, at least on the Eastern Seaboard, specifically in Monmouth County, New Jersey. But anyway, listen, Stanley, let's not waste time. Let's get into this TLC business, okay?
Okay.
You excited? Are you ready to rock?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, my friend, we're going to start with a tables, ladders, and chairs match because it's TLC. It's tables, ladders, and chairs. And this TLC match right off the bat is between Roman Reigns and King Corbin, a match that I do think could start the show. What do you think, Stanley Mack? Who wins this and why?
I think probably Roman Reigns.
Give me a reason, please.
I don't have any.
So far, just, so good. Yes, go
just
ahead.
Because Roman Reigns wins all the time.
He wins a lot, and he wins a lot on pay-per-view as well. So I am with you. I am in agreement with you on this one. Roman Reigns does beat one of my closest friends in the world, Mr. Baron Corbin, a.k.a. King Corbin. He's someone who I've interviewed multiple times now on 95 Die the Rat, and he always has nice things to say. And he said the next time he's in the Monmouth County area, he and I are going to hit some of the, shall we call them, restaurants around Asbury Park, New Jersey. I'm excited for that. Okay, me and King Corbin, and maybe we're going to take it. So you know what? I'm actually talking myself into switching my prediction. Yeah, Roman Reigns does win a lot. But you know what? My friend King Corbin is going for the upset special. He will defeat Roman Reigns tonight. I talked myself into picking King Corbin, and I'm sticking with it. King Corbin in an upset special. Let's get to the next match. All right, Stanley. Next match. This is interesting. New Day. That's Big E and Kofi. Versus The Revival. Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Of course, the New Day are your SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Who do you like, Stan?
I think The Revival will win.
Why is that?
Because I think, like The Revival will win, and then that will, like, set up for something with them and Heavy Machinery.
Oh, I see. You're booking. You're doing a little WWE booking. You're booking the next couple months, because I agree with you that they probably will not want Heavy Machinery to take the championship belts from the New Day. Both are big time popular babyface tag teams. Yeah, so The Revival beats New Day. Now you have your heel, and then the Heavy Machinery can beat The Revival. I like it. Quite frankly, I like your prediction. Give yourself 2 points. In fact, I'm all in. I'm agreeing with it. The Revival will win, and then Heavy Machinery beats The Revival. In fact, I'm going to change that to, that was my idea. I could see that, you're a little bit tired, and that's why I'm going to take full credit for that. I believe that The Revival will defeat New Day, and then Heavy Machinery will defeat The Revival. That's all my idea, Davey Mack's idea right now. Yeah, well,
minus 1,000 points.
Why is that? Why? What did I do?
For taking something that I claimed.
You. When did you do that? What you claimed? You made that prediction?
Yeah, that's all me.
Boy, I don't remember that. But you know, I do a lot of these shows, pal. So yeah. Okay. The next one is the Kabuki Warriors. That's Asuka, Kairi Sane, versus Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. This is an actual women's tag team championship match. Of course, Becky is already the Raw women's champion. Now we have a little tag team match here. And Becky could actually be Becky Two Belts once again if she and Charlotte defeat the Kabuki Warriors, who are your women's champions. Stanley, who do you like?
Upset City. The winner in the match. And your new woman tag team champions, Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair.
Wow. That is an upset. Well, is it really? I mean, when you're talking about Becky and Charlotte winning, is it that much of an upset? I suppose so. Since Becky has a championship belt already, she's the Raw Women's Champion. You know, Stanley, I'm going to disagree with you on this one. I'm going to disagree. I mean, what's your reason? Why do you think Becky and Charlotte's going to win? Because I really feel strongly that the Kabuki Warriors are going to win. Why do you think Becky and Charlotte will win?
I think Becky and Charlotte.
What's the reason? Let's go. Don't just make predictions willy-nilly here. You got to have logic. You got to have sound. You got to have reasoning. You have rationale. Let's go for it. Come on.
I think, like, they'll win, and I think, like, Becky will we to defend their titles, and Software will both of the two people that are both champions fight at maybe, like, WrestleMania. Or
all right, I like that. That's a good prediction. All right, give yourself half a point. And, yeah, I'm going to basically say what Stanley just said, except it's my idea.
It's my idea.
So give me some 50 points, because that was my idea. Next one, next match, and this is a tables match here. It is TLC, it's tables match. We're talking Rusev versus Bobby Lashley, who will be accompanied to the ring by Lana. Anyway, in what has been a very controversial storyline, some people feel it's one of the worst storylines they've done in quite some time. Nevertheless, it's occurring, so we have to address it. Rusev, Bobby Lashley, Stanley. Who do you like, pal?
Rusev will win.
I agree. What's your logic, though? You have to have a reason. You know, have you ever, you've done these shows before. This is, you know, can you believe that we, when did we start doing this? 2015, right? Unbelievable. Yeah. It's going to be 2020 soon. We started this in 2015. That's crazy. What's your reason? Come on, baby. Be an analyst. Come on. Bring the thunder. Just give me something. Give me a reason. Why would Rusev win?
Because everything Lashley done to him.
Okay, that's fair. Because it's a little revenge factor. Yeah. That, and by the way, I agree with you. I think Rusev gets his...
And I copyrighted it.
Darn it. You copyrighted that? Are you sure you copyrighted that? Yeah. Because... Oh, shoot. So even if I now say it, I could get sued by you, interestingly enough. Right?
Yeah.
All right, then let's go on to the next match. The Viking Raiders, because I don't want to get sued. The Viking Raiders, Eric and Ivar versus to be determined for the Raw Tag Team Championship belt. That's right. The Viking Raiders do not have an opponent yet. So, Stanley, who do you like in this match? The Viking Raiders or a brand new tag team, I guess, called To Be Determined? Who do you like? Don't overthink this one. Stan, I think it's pretty fair to say that the Viking Raiders are going to win.
The Viking Raiders.
Okay, you know what? This is very controversial. I'm going to disagree, and I'm going with To Be Determined. They will be your next Raw Tag Team Championship match. Now, we're not done, but we're getting there very quickly, Stanley. Aleister Black, he finally gets a match. I don't know where he's been. Versus Buddy Murphy. Aleister Black versus Buddy Murphy.
In the least most...
I mean, no storyline, no nothing. We're not emotionally invested. We don't know why this match is even taking place. This is one of those where the Davey Mac makes himself a nice little slice of pizza or something like that. But I do appreciate Aleister Black's entire character and his in-ring ability. So I wish they would give him something a little bit better. Don't know exactly what's going on here. Don't know if he was recovering from an injury or what's the deal, but... Kind of a bizarre, random match. Aleister Black, Buddy Murphy. Who do you like, Stanley?
Aleister Black.
What's the reason?
Because he just returned.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to say Aleister Black because he just returned and I just had my lawyers copyrighted. I just had my lawyers
copyrighted.
Trademark it. And now we're going to be suing you. So expect you're going to have an envelope dropped off at your front door within 2 hours, and that's going to say you are being sued. Okay? Good luck in court, bro. I'm going to win. I'm going to win this case. Okay. Yeah, actually, I agree with you, Aleister Black. I mean, that's an easy one. And by the way, we're up to our last match. Hello. Final match of the day. Bray Wyatt, your WWE Universal Champion, versus The Miz. Interestingly enough, Stan, it just says singles match. It does not say singles match for the Universal Championship. I don't know why they wouldn't put the championship belt on the line, though. It's a pay-per-view. But it doesn't say it. I don't know if this is a non-title match or what. I don't know what the heck is going on with TLC. Are they sure they even want to have this? It feels like this thing has been just put together basically today. I mean, let's get it going here, WWE. Come on. We're a month away from Royal Rumble. Let's turn it up a notch. Anyway, Stanley, who do you like, Bray Wyatt or The Miz?
I like...
Who do you like, PL?
I like... Bray Wyatt because of Daniel Bryan, and I have copyrighted. In fact, I've trademarked it.
Darn it! Well, I'm not going to predict that The Miz beats Bray Wyatt. I mean, that's crazy.
He said because of Daniel Bryan. So.
Let's talk about Daniel Bryan. He comes... Don't you feel like Daniel Bryan will be there tonight?
Yeah.
In some sort of surprise? I just thought of something right now that could be interesting. Because we keep seeing Bray Wyatt versus The Miz. Bray Wyatt. They even advertise Bray Wyatt just as, you know, regular Bray Wyatt without, you know, the Fiend stuff. What if this is like a really, really brand new thing where Bray Wyatt comes out and fights The Miz? And we get surprised by Daniel Bryan, who is now The Fiend. Like somehow through superpowers or whatnot, Bray Wyatt is able to control the Fiend and put the Fiend onto other people. So Bray Wyatt is himself fighting The Miz, and at some point, you know, the lights go off, we hear the scary music, and Daniel Bryan comes out as the Fiend. How about that? Did I just blow your mind? Because your mouth is open and you're kind of like just staring at me.
Yeah.
I did blow your mind, didn't I?
Yeah.
And that's why people listen to the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show, because it's the greatest show of all time. Copyright trademark. If you try to say that to anybody, I will sue you. Do not say it to any of your little friends at school that I'm involved in one of the greatest wrestling podcast ever. Otherwise, you will be sued by my attorneys. Understood?
Understood. But my attorney can also be sued by. So.
Okay. Listen, that's it. We did it. Another good episode in the can. Anything to say? Anything to do? It is the last East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show of the year, so I would like to wish everyone a happy holidays, a happy new year, in fact. Thank you for always listening to our podcast, one of the great wrestling podcasts of all time. Copyright and trademark. Stanley, don't even try to say that. Otherwise, you will be sued. In fact, I'm trademarking and copywriting the phrase happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year's. Don't try to wish anyone. In fact, I'm also going to copyright trademark happy birthday. Don't ever try to wish anyone happy birthday. Don't even sing that birthday song. Trademark, copyrighted. Otherwise, you will be hearing from my attorneys. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Okay, hold on. I'm calling my attorney, Mr. Neil Unger. Okay. Yes, can you? We have a case right here. Yep, his name is Stanley. Yes, he is my son. Yes, I do want to proceed with the lawsuit. Yes, I know he's only 10. I don't care. Proceed with the lawsuit. Goodbye. Okay, so you're going to be sued. Expect to hear from my attorneys very shortly. Anyway, that's it, Stan. Why don't you wish the fans and the listening audience of the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show some happy holidays, happy 2019 or whatever. Go ahead. Give him some well wishes.
What, you trademarked that, didn't you?
I'll take off the trademark for the next 30 seconds. Go.
Happy New Year's.
Good. You just beat it. Excellent job. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Another episode in the can. Very excited. You know, TLC is tonight. That's Tables, Ladders, Chairs. We want you to enjoy it. And we do want you to have happy holidays and a great new year. And we'll see you back next time in 2020 for our Royal Rumble episode. Later!